Stop letting your own insecurities color the way you interpret someone else's intention. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn how to overcome insecurities and trust issues. Enjoy.
I want to address self-doubt, how I overcome it. Hopefully you can use this information to overcome it yourself. Tip number one, have principles and live by them. And this can be tough because we're in a society that tries to tell us to do certain things, from consumerism to actually, you know, you should be compromising on this. It's okay to do that. I think it takes a lot of strength to know what you stand for, to know what's important, and on a daily basis, to fight for that, to go forth when other people are saying that's not right or that's not popular or that's not going to get you ahead. But at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. And if you live by your principles, it's going to be a lot easier when you're sitting there at the end of your life in that bed, surrounded by your family, to look around and say, you know what? I lived by the principles. It defined me as a man. Guys, that's one of the if you've got that, that's what you want to start. You've got to start with that. Tip number two, have your cheerleading squad. So think about who really matters in your life and make sure that they are surrounding you in your life. You're spending time with them. I know for me, my wife, my kids, my family, my close friends, those people, I care about what they say. I care about what they think. And that's really, that's my cheerleading squad. When things are getting me down, my wife is always there. She's there to stand by me, to make sure that everything's okay. My kids, every time I walk in the door, there's nothing like when my 2-year-old Katya comes running up and just hugs my leg. And then my 5-year-old hugs my hip. And then my 8-year-old hugs my arm. And my son, well, he gives me a thumbs up from the couch. Make sure to make time for those who care about you, because that's your cheerleaders. Those are the people that are going to help you get through those tough times. Personal friends, close friends. These are friends that you invest time in, you invest your energy in, and they're going to give back to you. When you need someone to call and you just had a tough day at work, you need someone who's a peer who can either tell you that, yeah, you know, it's not your fault, or, you know, you should look to redo this. Those are the kind of people you want to surround yourself with and who you should care about what they think of you. Tip number three, keep your ego in check. So if you haven't read the book, check it out. Ego is the Enemy. Great book. And what I love about this is it's a constant reminder that we start to think of ourselves in a really high level, especially when you start to taste success, whether it be on the athletic field, whether it be in the business world, whether it be at school. You start to think of yourself more than what you should. And that's the problem with ego, is it goes beyond confidence. You want to make sure that you always are humbling yourself. I never try to take myself too seriously. The way I look at it, in 200 years, I'm definitely going to be gone. And what is going to last? What's going to be left? And what really, when people look back at this time period, what really will have mattered? And that's what I try. So I don't call myself a guru. Some people call me like an expert or something. And that's cool. That's nice. It's a compliment. But I look at myself as the eternal student. I mean, when I look at guys like Socrates and Plato and Aristotle, they always talked about how they were having to learn. They were always approaching things with the eyes of a child. If you do that, you know, it's really just, it just puts yourself in a great point. Some people may view that as weak. I view that as a strength because it's forcing me to constantly get better and it keeps that ego at bay. Tip number four, compare yourself to no one but your former self. So that actually came out of a movie. Let me know in the comments if you know what movie that came out of. The point being is that to compare yourself to others really doesn't make sense because we've all started at different points. We have different lives. We have different goals. And it just doesn't make sense to compare yourself. Instead, look at yourself a week ago. Look at yourself a year ago. Are you in a better position now, from your physical body to your mindset to your relationships with your family? Look to improve those things. So always say, okay, that's how I was. How can I get 1% better today? If you do that year in, year out, you're going to find yourself where you want to be in the future. Tip number five, put in the work. So when it comes to talent, skill, all those things, the natural ability, I have to admit, I don't have a lot of that. And that can be a good thing because most of us don't have above average talents and abilities in a lot of the fields that we're trying to excel in. But here's the thing, is that talent is overrated. Really what matters is day in, day out, you put in the effort, you put in the time, you put in the work. Greatness is achievable by anyone. Now, you can't necessarily be the best. When it comes to swimming, you know, what Michael Phelps, it's going to be very hard to beat that guy. But here's what it comes down to. You could still be a great, an amazing, a top 1% swimmer if you do what Michael Phelps and many other swimmers have done. And that's year in, year out, every single day, work for 1 to 2 hours in the pool. The thing is most people don't want to do that because work is, it's just work. It's not fun at times. But if you resolve, I will be the hardest worker in my industry, then I think a lot of that self-doubt starts to go away because when you take action, when you're out there doing things, when you are in the zone when it comes to work, exercise, whatever it may be, you find that you just don't think about it. Like your mind, when you have the idle mind, that's when you start to get the self-doubt.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.